Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Nick Ashew and Chris Mackin for the guys today. You Better You Bet, BetQL, Twitch, Odyssey, YouTube, all of the various ways you can watch us and listen to us. I'm rocking the red for the Caps. Chris has his Penguin stuff on. I didn't go actually get a Caps shirt. I should. I do have sitting in my studio here, but I'd have to like walk across the way. It's the Winter Classic jersey. It's not behind me. I've got, by the way, so I know you kind of know this bit with me, but since Ken's not here and this became a thing every time I do the show, the jersey's behind me. Did you see the new addition over my head?
No, I didn't. Who is it? Oh, wow. Jesus Shuttlesworth. That big
time. That
came
in this week. Yeah. So I've added a Jesus Shuttlesworth. Bobby Boucher and Shane Falco are also there. I'll rotate next week. Bring back Ray Finkel, I think. It's been a while since Ray Finkel's made an appearance on the backdrop.
Yeah.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
Two Halloweens ago, fun note, my wife and I dressed up as Ace Ventura and Lois Einhorn. So
that's amazing.
Yes. We got her a Ray Finkel jersey that's still in the closet somewhere.
What will it take for us to get pictures of that by the time this show is over?
Oh, I'll find it. I'll get that. I'll cook that up.
I think that's
right now.
Important, and then we will get that on the screen. So that's why you should be watching us on Twitch or YouTube, because you'll be able to see this later on. Because that's
luckily, she's going out of town this weekend, so she won't be able to yell at me for this.
I'm sure she's going to be more than happy that you did that. But listen, once you dress up as something for Halloween, there's always pictures. So it's like
exactly. You're
just mostly going to be embarrassed. It's like old haircuts. We all have old haircuts. We look back and go, "What was I thinking?" Ugh.
I still have one that I think someone may have just placed a bowl directly on top of my head and just cut around in a circle.
I've got those bowl cuts. I've got the very like very shaved and then like, well, actually, you know, my pandemic haircut was one of the worst. Now, I actually have a picture of me letting it grow out and I made a really stupid face. It looks like a mugshot. If you put this picture on, I will send this picture as well. I will make this even with you. Now, it was purposely made to look ridiculous, but I'm absolutely going to use it. And I just let my hair stay long. And then I got back. It was back when I was out over at another TV network. And then I went on actual like cameras and the lights. And I was like, I should probably cut my hair a little more. This is way too long. And of course, Twitter doesn't let you live that down. So I was like,
never.
I think the pandemic hair probably should be done now because I was able to get a haircut again. So there we are.
That's
how it went for me.
All right. I'm still looking. I'll find it. Don't worry.
You'll find it. We got a long show. There's plenty of time for you to find it. So I think we'll be good. This, you know what? This will keep people coming back for later to see you dressed like that. And I promise the picture of me will top whatever you're doing. But I'm willing to sacrifice for the good of the team for this. I will put that pandemic haircut out there. It's not even a haircut. It was just when I couldn't do anything. So
we can never say, if nothing else, Nick Ashew is not a team player.
I am a team player. That is it. I want to make my bosses happy. Got to tell you what, management, I'm going to do just what you need. It's going to be fantastic. I got to say, you're all just so good. All right. Anyway, so let's look at some of the win totals before we get way too much into bad haircuts. So if we start in the AFC East, and just kind of go down the list here, because now we've got schedules out. You know, lines have moved maybe slightly, but there's not going to be that much this time of year. And by the way, it's still May. And we like to read into this, and I'm certainly guilty of it. I did a schedule release show last night in D.C., and it's exhausting because this is what you do, where I told myself, I'm not going to sit here and play the win-loss game. Yet I still found a way that Washington could start 3-1, which they could. You and I will have that argument later because I am insulted with your record prediction for them. You taking their under is ridiculous on their win total.
3-1?
Yes. They start out with Jacksonville and Detroit. That's two wins right there. This team at least won they won seven games with everybody out because of COVID and injuries for like five straight weeks, and they were on a first-place schedule. They can beat Detroit, and they can beat Jacksonville week 1 and 2.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You remember that they traded the farm for Carson Wentz, right?
They just gave a bunch of draft picks. They didn't get rid of any players. And they gave up mid-round picks. It's not like they gave up a first-round pick.
For Carson Wentz.
It's okay. You know what?
You're my voice.
You know what Washington has? You know what Washington has for the first time in two decades? A better quarterback than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah.
My voice cracked again.
Mitchell Trubisky.
That is a wash.
No, Bill. Bill, I know you're not going to feel that way. I know what he did in Philadelphia. He still threw 27 touchdowns and had 7 interceptions last year. We had Taylor Heinicke as our quarterback. This is an upgrade in Washington. I promise you. And Heinicke's a nice story.
I'll say this. Right. Carson Wentz will hold on to his starting gig longer than Mitch Trubisky will hold on to his.
Now, taking injuries out of the equation.
Right.
Because that's a whole different ballgame. And there's a chance that Carson Wentz gets hurt 3 weeks into the season anyway. Remember, he sprained both of his ankles week 1 last year. Both. But who sprains both of their ankles? That's what a 75-year-old slipping on ice does. Okay? That's ridiculous. He's a professional athlete. One ankle, I get it. Happens all the time. You sprain both ankles at the same time. How is that possible?
That sounds like something I would do when I get up in the middle of the night to run to the bathroom. I jump out of bed too quick and I sprained both of my ankles, honey.
But you have an excuse to do that. That's okay.
Yes,
you can get away with it because it's another night.
Shape. Yeah.
And you're not an athlete. Carson Wentz, on the other hand, sprains both of his ankles. So yes, we have a better quarterback. I have a feeling this is going to probably need an entire segment for us to get through that, because the blasphemy that I got from you while I was doing that show last night, as you're taunting me with a 6-11 record, just made me very upset. Very upset.
Well,
Buffalo, by the way, if you want to talk about a team when you're mentioning the number 11, we won't do math here because I know that's not your strong suit. They're the opposite. Their win total is tied for the most in the NFL at 11.5. They're heavy, heavy favorites to win the AFC East at minus 215. Miami comes in next plus 450 over at Bet Rivers, and then New England plus 475. By the way, weird to see New England have the third best odds to win their division. And then, of course, the Jets are 20-1, and it's the Jets, and let's just not play that game.
Yeah, well, in all seriousness, go through Buffalo's schedule and find me six losses. I have a hard time finding six losses for the Buffalo Bills when I look at their schedule the way it's laid out. I just went through and did the WL game with probably about a third of the schedule earlier today. And Buffalo was one of the teams I got to, and I ended up at 13-4. And even if you swing that a win or two in the other direction, I have a hard time not being drawn to that 11.5 over like a moth to a flame, because I really think Buffalo, you look at the way the schedule stacks up. I don't know what's their overall strength of schedule. I know we have that. But I look at them and I see a team that could win 13 games. They're right in the middle of the pack, tied for 12th. Yeah. It is in strength of schedule. But I have a hard time finding six losses.
I don't see any reason to not take the over with Buffalo. And by the way, they're just head and shoulders above everybody else in that division. New England is probably going to be, and I hate to say this, we can't say 500 team anymore, but like there's kind of that range. New England is on their way to being like a 9-8 team. Win total set at 8.5. Miami's is set at 9. Look, the Dolphins certainly have a shot. They went out and you get Tyreek Hill, but then of course, then there's that video of Tua not, the whole hype video thing is always dangerous because they put these offseason workout videos out there. Tua's a nice quarterback, but you're not going to win the division with him as your quarterback when you've got Josh Allen, the MVP favorite, by the way, and Buffalo there. So there's really not, like to me, there's not, this is one of those divisions where I feel, barring any injuries, very comfortable taking the over 11.5 in Buffalo, and they're easily going to win this division.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, I can only come up with, if I'm liberal with it, I can come up with one, let's see, because they do open in L.A. against the Rams, okay? Let's give them an L there. Let's give them an L in Kansas City, week 6, all right? Let's give them an L, maybe Green Bay, but that's a home game. I don't know, but let's do that, okay? We're at 3 now, and then let's give them an L at Cincy, maybe, in week 17. On a Monday night. That's still four losses. Yeah, 11.5. I would be hammering the over on Buffalo. And to back up your point on Tua for just a second, he is one of many quarterbacks now that is in what I call the wild card quarterback tier. And I don't mean wild card in that you don't know what to expect from them, but in that their ceiling is, with everything else being equal, they're not going to take their team any farther than a wild card victory. That's their ceiling. You know, we were talking about Trubisky. We were talking about Wentz. I could even look at, you know, once Kenny Pickett takes over for Trubisky in Pittsburgh, they are wild card ceiling quarterbacks. They can get their team, help be a part of their team, or maybe get out of the way of their team long enough to get that team to a wild card berth and maybe even an upset in the wild card round. But that's it. That's where they're tapped out. That's their ceiling. And Tua's part of that tier.
Now, that's an interesting ranking, and I like that. But this just popped in my head. So since you brought this up, I'm just going to throw this at you, and I might be putting you on the spot. Where does Jimmy Garoppolo fall into that type of category? Because I feel like his skill set would make sense, but then we've seen him get to a Super Bowl and then also get to an NFC Championship game, even though he didn't even throw a touchdown until that NFC Championship game. But he's in that tier of quarterback. I feel like I'd probably put him in more along that line where you just named all those other quarterbacks.
You know what? You're right. He is. He's in that tier. He's a wild card quarterback, and the wild card quarterback can occasionally steal you a win, right? And get you to the divisional round. Well, when you've got a defense like San Francisco has had, especially up front, that can steal you another win in some instances, right? And before you know it, bang, we've made an appearance in a conference championship game. So I don't think, look, it's fun to talk about Jimmy G and the intangibles and all that kind of stuff that happens come playoff time. I think a lot of what that team does well somehow gets transposed onto him. To your point, not having the touchdown pass until the third week of the playoffs, it's Jimmy G's another one. He belongs in that tier too. It's a pretty big tier, I think. Like if we sat down and went through every single quarterback, which we won't do right now, but if you wanted to, you could. I'd bet half the quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, at least guys that are penciled in to start this year, fall into that tier of no better than a wild card quarterback.
And that's where most of them are, yet everybody's overpaying for quarterbacks because you can't win without one. And we'd be like, hey, yeah, maybe he's worth it. We'll give him $40 million a year. It's a wild market in the NFL with receivers, and it's been that way with quarterbacks for a very, very long time. It explains why Carson Wentz is getting $28 million from Washington this year, because you know what? He's still an upgrade. But they could make the playoffs as a wild card team because if all things come together and he doesn't completely throw up all over himself, which is certainly up for debate, there's the possibility at least that that could happen. So, all right, we're both in agreement. Buffalo wins the AFC East. I like their over 11.5. We agree there as well. Is there any of the other totals you look at that you'd say that really stand out? I feel like to me, I don't need to necessarily go through every single win total right now because quite frankly, we got to see more of these teams moving forward. The only other thing for me is I don't see how the Jets get to 6 wins. I don't think that they're, I think I'm still taking the, their win total set at 6. And it's actually juiced to the under there. So I would probably lean towards the under.
Yeah. On the outside chance, I would say that they start to get something from Zach Wilson, which I'm not banking on by any means. But they, and you know, granted, they had a really nice draft, I thought, by their standards anyway. I could see the Jets getting to 6, maybe even on the outside shot that everything comes together. Well, 7 wins. 6 for me is just a little too low for me to dive in on it. If the Jets were posted at 5, 5.5, I'd even be tempted to take the over, believe it or not. Which is
do you remember Zach Wilson running around like a chicken with his head cut off? You're giving this team 6 wins with him playing like, oh God, this is the NFL. I'm not prepared for this. He looked completely unprepared every single week.
They've got Detroit. Nice. They've got Detroit, Jacksonville, Seattle, Chicago on their schedule in the last 7 weeks. That could be 4 wins right there.
Hey, man, Dan Campbell's going to bite some kneecaps by the end of the season, okay? That team is coming in. They're angry. They have no primetime games. Stop overlooking Detroit, except for week 2. Then you can overlook them.
And here's the other. The Jets get the Browns week 2. That, in all honesty, the Deshaun Watson factor, I know we talked about it a couple minutes ago, that is a serious thing to keep an eye out for
the entire
first half of the season. And again, they're the Jets. I get it. They're supposed to suck. But, again, decent draft. If the quarterback takes even the tiniest baby steps in the right direction and the offense around him does the same, there's no way that with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback at week 2 at Cleveland, they might not be able to pull something off. The Jets are not going to be as terrible as the Jets would normally be expected to be. I could see them being a 6-win team.
No. See, the Mets are already winning right now, so they can't also have the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
It can only be one of those teams in New York.
I'm bad at math, Nick, but I know that
we know
that both the Jets and the Mets are not allowed to be good at the same time.
There is no way. That means that the sports gods in general have all come together, and they're way too generous. Somebody offered up some sort of sacrifice. I don't know what it is, but there's absolutely no way that both the Mets and the Jets can be winning teams in the same season. I think in the history of mankind, I don't think that it's ever happened. Yes, it's happened before, but it's been a very, very long time. So, yeah, I'm interested to see what Zach Wilson is like in year 2. The key for him is just not playing so cocky. He played so it's not like a Baker Mayfield cocky, but it was just, oh, this is what I did in college, and he didn't realize that he can't do it in the NFL, and he still tried.
It was like a blissful ignorance that it wasn't BYU anymore.
Yes. He realized, this is not the Mountain West. Oh my God.
This is the NFL. Really? I had no idea.
His eyes were wide like this the entire time. Like, everybody's faster than what I expected. Every linebacker runs a 4.5 40. I can't do the same thing that I used to do. But, you know, you got to be able to give some of these quarterbacks at least an opportunity to develop. But, yeah, good for you, because I'm taking the under on the 6 wins for the Jets. All right, we'll get to some more of the division's win totals. Who wins the division? We got lines for week 1 coming up as well. You better you bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.